This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Well, I got to tell you, that full moon is shining brightly here on St. Hubert's Cathedral. If you take a look out there, man, you almost don't need a flashlight to get to the boat launch to put the light on. Or if you were going hunting this morning, you could probably find your way to the deer stand without it. Big full moon up there in the sky. Glad to have it. Well, are you going red snapper fishing this morning? Go ahead and go. We still got plenty of them out there. We've keep that snapper watch for you. And the latest stats show that through July 27th, we have captured 576,261 pounds. That is a lot of red snapper. But it's only about 65% of our annual quota, so you got plenty of time to get out there and get those snapper. Remember, this year it runs 7 days a week, daily bag limit of 4 per person, and a 16-inch minimum size. Well, don't look now, but hunting season is only 5 weeks away. September the 6th, that's when the dove season kicks it all off, and then we start with the small game and get into the big game and the waterfowl seasons, and before you know it, fall and winter seasons will be on it. So it's time to get your stuff ready. Get it cleaned up, get your guns and bows sighted in, and get ready for a big hunting season. Don't forget about those food plots, too. Well, have you got a chance to read Joe Macaluso's column appeared in Louisiana Sportsman? The digital copy, that is, of the magazine is titled "Fishermen Finally Got to See the Results of a Menhaden Fishery Bycatch Study." And it was written on August 6th by Joe Macaluso. I strongly suggest you go to LouisianaSportsmanMag.com and check it out. It's LouisianaSportsman.com. Joe actually goes between the lines and heavily scrutinizes that study. And it gives you what should be a resounding alarm to recreational fishermen as well as the industry. Well, this past Thursday, myself and Ryan Lambert appeared at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission on behalf of a lot of waterfowl listeners, and we'll tell you how that went. And also Bayou Wild TV, a little preview for you. Granivole, that's what the topic is about on this week's show. Do you know what it is? Well, if you do, shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. And, I did want to let you know there's a change on Bayou Wild TV, one of our affiliate stations, the station in Baton Rouge. If you watch it in Baton Rouge, there's going to be a change. It's going to be on Sunday morning. It will air at 11:30 instead of its normal 12:30 time. So don't want you tuning in 12:30 when it's already missed. So make a note of that. We've got the bad boy, the outdoor story. Guy got a 2-year jail sentence and a $2,000 fine. It's another case of why alcohol and water are bad mix. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are upset with the judge's decision on assessing the sentence. We'll talk about that during the bad boy segments. And speaking of bad boys, well, it was 12 non-residents who got busted for no fishing license aboard charter boats. And that really is silly. A trip license on a charter boat is only $20. I mean, how cheap can you be? Well, in some states, it's incumbent on the charter captain to confirm that each of his fishing passengers has a current valid license, or they would be liable also. That's the way it was in Alaska when I went there. When you get on the boat to fish, they ask you for your license, they write down the number, and check you off. It's not a law here in Louisiana, but would you support a law that makes guides responsible to make sure all their anglers are properly licensed before they're allowed to fish? Or do you think it should be the responsibility of the angler? Don't put it on the guides. Text me what your opinion is. 504-260-1870. We take your fishing reports, your comments, your questions. They come right here directly into the studio. And effective Thursday, it became official. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration implemented and documented the name officially, the Gulf of America. And if you're headed out, here's your coastal marine forecast. If you're going offshore, you got east winds about 10 to 18, 2 to 3 foot seas. You'll get those east winds 8 to 15 on the interior lakes and bays. Not bad looking at all. Some scattered showers around, about a 30% chance. Average tide range 1.8. In most areas, we'll see an incoming tide till either this afternoon or early or late morning. Mississippi River stage sitting at 6.0 and holding steady. And again, you got a big full moon to drive under tonight. We'll be right back after this and take you down to Shell Beach to Campos Marina. Get a fishing report from the St. Bernard Parish area right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Network. And there it is, number one on the outdoor charts, Campo's Marina Shrimp, starring the shrimp themselves. Let's bring in Robbie Campo. He knows a lot about shrimp. Robbie, how many shrimp do you think you fished out of that tank in your lifetime? Just a wild guess.
If I had a penny for everyone that I scooped out of there, I could retire a long time ago, Don. That's for sure. I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, it's millions, I'll promise you. I would say literally millions, I think, over the years. Been doing this, you know, for ever since my grandpa would let me have a scoop net in my hand. So, yeah, I scoop my share of them, I'll promise you. I've caught my share of them. Don, if I hit the lottery tomorrow, or tonight, well, lottery's tonight, right? So if I was to hit the lottery tonight, the next shrimp that I would ever fool with would be on the end of a fork. It wouldn't be it wouldn't be passing through these hands, I'll tell you that.
So I can understand.
That's a guarantee.
Well, how did the shrimp perform this week?
Well, the shrimp performed good. It's just that the fish didn't perform all that great. August is probably, and I'm going to say the same thing I said last week. August is probably one of everybody's least favorite months to fish. What we see in August, we see a lot of small trout, a lot of pit throughs, and it doesn't matter where you go. So what we saw this week was a shift in what people were catching. They started catching mixed boxes. You know, we started seeing more sheephead come in. We started seeing more puppy drums, you know, fishing along the long rocks. And what happens is, Don, is, you know, the speckled trout just, for some reason, every time, you know, every year at this time, they seem to get small for some reason. I don't know why, if it's just a new crop or whatever, but, you know, you start seeing that 11.5-inch fish, the 12-inch fish, and cigar, we call them cigar trout. This is what we start seeing at this time of the year. You got a lot of pick-throughs to go through, even out at the islands, you know, and around, you know, out in Breton Sound, we're starting to see the same thing, you know, a lot of pick-throughs. With this river coming down, usually the river is down by now, but it's still holding at around, 5, 9, 6 feet, somewhere around there. So, you know, the river stage is still up. It's not really high, but it's not where we want to see it yet. But I'd like to see it at 3 feet, tell you the truth. Usually those fish make a westerly shift, and, you know, you start seeing them showing up at Iron Bank, Stone Island, you know, and places on the Black Bay side over, you know, towards where the old covered wagon was, the burnt rig, what people call a wreck. We're going to start seeing some of that probably toward the end of this month. We're going to start seeing that more and more, you know, a westerly shift in these fish. But for the most part right now, Don, you know, they're picking up a few redfish around Lena's Lagoon. They're picking up a few, along the eastern shoreline and up in the Mr. Go here. They're picking up a few reds. I did have a gentleman yesterday, one of the old guys that's from, one of the old locals from down here, went up the channel right past LaBeouf's Cut, which in seeing distance of Campos Marina here, and went over there, and he wound up picking up like 12 beautiful trout, fishing them, deep on on the edge of the ship channel. So, there's all kinds of options. You're going to catch some quality trout around here. You're just not going to catch, quantity. You're not going to get the quantity that you'll get going to the outside. A lot of white trout still over the oyster reefs over in the Christmas Camp Lake area. But I do believe, the way these squalls are coming in, you're going to be dodging some of that today. I just looked on a radar before we got on the phone here, and it looks like over Breton Sound there's scattered stuff, and that was this case yesterday. So everybody was running from squalls. You know, by the time they get the poles out, start fishing a little bit, they're running from squalls and getting ran off, and, you know, it was running from rain all day. So be careful out there. A lot of these little squalls pack a good punch with wind, so you don't want to be caught in that kind of stuff. And they had some dangerous lightning and that stuff yesterday, so just keep in mind, be mindful. You know, most of your rods are graphite, and guess what? That's a lightning rod when you got it in your hand. So you don't want to be that guy. Trust me. You don't want to get struck by lightning out there. So just use your head a little bit and be careful out there today. We got tanks full of shrimp, Don. If you're coming down here, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We're ready for you.
All right. Sounds good, Robbie. Thank you for that report, and we'll check in with you next week.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to get your you still got time for a CCA Star tournament. So, you know, we're all way stations, so if you haven't done that, do so. You don't want to be that guy without that ticket. So
we already got some
later.
We already got some of them guys that missed out on a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Robbie.
Believe it. You better believe it. Okay,
right.
Buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campbell. Always got some great advice for the fishermen down in that St. Bernard area. All right, coming back after this, we're going to head to the opposite end of the coast. We're going to a Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll chat with Captain Kirk Stansel right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. We take you there now. We've got a fishing report coming your way. If you like to fish Big Lake, the ship channel over that way, he's got some info for you. Good morning, Kirk. How's things going over there? Weather looks pretty clear at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's nice over here right now. Not hardly any wind. And it's what's going to happen is right there at daylight, we're going to get that little light north breeze, which helps the beachfront. We've been catching fish on the beachfront pretty good.
And what are y'all fishing them with? Are you using live or artificials or both?
You know, starting off with artificial. right, you know, as soon as you get trained, you want to get an early start there, because when that sun gets up a little bit, the bait kind of moves out off the beach. But, I mean, these fish have been real tight right up, right where the waves break on the sand. And just we're looking for bait, and we see a lot of bait, just kind of anchor up right in there. And it's been good. And then once that bite kind of slows down, the artificial bite, we're going to live shrimp, catching them under
still
a poly cork.
Still on the beach.
Yeah, still on the beach. And there's been a few fish being caught at some of the platforms offshore, but it's been hit or miss for most of my captains that have been going out there. I've been personally fishing the beachfront, but some captains have been hitting the rigs out there. And, I mean, I'll have one guy come back. He'll have a good load of fish, and two more will come back, and they'll have single digits. It's just you got to hit the right spot at the right time. They're just not everywhere out there.
Got it. Are those beach fish smaller than what you're going to find offshore?
You know, it varies. The beach fish have been running anywhere from basically about 14 to 17 inches been the average. But nothing bigger than 17 inches. And the ones offshore have been pretty much the same. A few, you know, there's been a couple that have been bigger, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same fish.
Kirk, we very seldom talk about white trout out your way. Do you have an influx of white trout this time of year, or are y'all just not fool with them, or are they not there, or what?
You know, we get a few of them right now offshore, you know, around the rigs, but they haven't come inside yet. And that's usually in the fall, and we mostly just get a bunch of undersized with little ones. And now, I mean, white trout are great. I mean, they're as good eating as speckled trout. I think, you know, you got the old saying that they get mushy, you can't freeze them. Well, look, speckled trout get mushy too when you freeze them, especially if you freeze them in water, Don. If you vacuum seal those fish, they stay a lot better.
Good tip on those white trout. You know, that's a mystery on what happened to the big white trout. I mean, I'm sure you remember the days when the offshore boats would go out to the rigs, and, I mean, there's no limits now, and you would just load up on those big pound-and-a-half, two-pound, two at a time you pull them up, all you want.
It's the same thing with the croaker. You know, we used to catch all those big bull croakers all the time, and you don't get those anymore. You're right, that is a mystery. That's something maybe our biologists, you know, with the state could, you know, get into and see what's going on with that.
Well, there was one fishery biologist gave me his theory on that, and he said that, you know, we just about fished a red snapper to extinction at one time. And what happened is when they started implementing the restrictions and brought back the red snapper, they outfed the croakers and the white trout offshore. And it cut back the size and the quantity on those because the red snapper were taking control on them. So I don't know if that's accurate, but that's as good a guess as anybody's, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's up for debate, without a doubt.
You know, I saw on Facebook you had a little guy with you. I think his name was Harrison, fighting a triple tail. Yeah. Man, he had that pole bent. He was doing it.
That's my grandson. I went Monday. I brought both my grandsons out, and Brett went with us, and they each caught a triple tail. They were each one for two. They hooked two each, and each got one in. Harrison's was a 21-incher, and Grant's was a 25-incher. So they were a nice triple.
They've got it in their DNA. Now we understand. How often do y'all come across triple tail out there? And were you offshore, or were you in the channel or in the lake? Where was that?
We were offshore. You know, it was real nice Monday. We eased out there and pulled up to a satellite and caught those. And but this is the time of year when it's really good for the triple tail. And we catch them in the lake when the lake gets real salty, Don, and you can find them under crab trap buoys.
Right.
Most of them are undersized, you know, because there's an 18-inch size limit now.
Right.
And but from now to about mid-October, we'll catch them offshore.
And I'll take every one of them. What a delicious fish that is, huh?
That's right. Well, that one you saw Harrison catch, he was dinner that night. We hatched him, had him on the grill.
That's great. That's great. Well, it was a great trip and a great little scenario where he landed that fish. Well, Kirk, thanks so much for the report. As always, if somebody wants to come down there, school is back in now, so a lot of people have time during the week to come. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Okay, we have Well, I say toll-free number. Nobody uses toll-free, so I'm just going to give area code. 337. Everybody's got cell phones now.
It's true.
So it's 337-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And, you know, we've got that live feed on our dock where people can see what all the captains bring in.
And, you know, we're limited to a 9-day teal season. How's your duck bookings going?
You know, we've got duck bookings are real good. The teal season bookings are just so-so. And, of course, you know, for teal season, we do a first-come, first-served. You book fishing, duck hunting, whichever comes first. But during duck season, it's strictly ducks we book. So, you know, I'm happy with the bookings we have, but the marshes are in great shape right now. It's the best I've seen them since before Hurricane Laura.
Yeah, it's kind of like that all along the coast, and let's keep our fingers crossed on no storms that come in and change that situation.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. You know, I mean, that's what will change it right now, because it looks like the weather's going to be right to keep our marshes. We're getting enough thunderstorms and stuff to keep the fresh water there and keep it looking good.
All righty, all things looking good from the west. Thank you, Kirk, for your report. As always, I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you next time.
All right, Don, you do a great job, man. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Kirk. And there he goes. Well, I'd say some men have gone before, but not a whole lot go where Kirk goes, out there in Hackberry, Rod and Gun. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk about the Hunters for the Hungry Collection Days. It's time to get that freezer cleaned out. We'll tell you what you do with what you clean out right after this. And checking our in-studio live and real text board, I got a couple of messages in. We got this one said, we were asking the question, you know, in Alaska, when you go fishing, you have to show your license. The number's written down next to your name as you board the boat. So they kind of put the responsibility on the charter captain to make sure every passenger is fully licensed. Should we do that in Louisiana? We're asking that question. Or should it just be the fisherman's responsibility to make sure they have their own license? Got this one said, leave it to the fisherman's responsibility. What do you think? 504-260-1870 is our text message number. And I'm hearing from a couple of our Alabama listeners. One, Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's the one that hand makes those Wingbone turkey calls out of turkey wings. And he got one he's shipping all the way to Texas. And if you'd like to get in touch with Wingbone and see, he can actually personalize them. He's a real artist. He does a great job. I can put you in touch with old Wingbone. And we got the backstrap stacker. He usually checks in with us from Clark County, Alabama. He's enjoying some great weather this morning. Had a little fall tease. It was 69 degrees there. If you consider that, yeah, it is cool. You got to put it in perspective. And he's wishing everyone a great Saturday. All right, we're going to be back to get some more texts and also tell you about the Clean Out Your Freezer Day coming up in a couple of weeks. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, most of you anyway have heard of Hunters for the Hungry, and they sponsor a Clean Out Your Freezer Day each year. And this is set aside to where, you know, we're getting ready for the new hunting seasons where you're going to be getting game and have to put it up in the freezer, some fall fishing. And they suggest you clean out your freezer. And what you have that you need to clean out, they would encourage you to donate it to their organization. And they've set up drop-off spots all over the state of Louisiana. I've got a list that's probably 10, 15 of them. And if you want to find one in your area, a couple of ways to do it. You can go to their website, easy enough, and that is H4HLA.org. That's H4HLA.org. Or simply text me and give me your location, and I'll tell you the time and the location of where they will be doing those collections. I will be manning the collection site again in Slidell at Rouse's, and I'll be there on the Sunday. There's 2 days. It's Saturday in some areas, and most areas it is on Sunday, August 24th. There's a couple of them on Saturday, the 23rd. And if you're interested in bringing your food, you just put it in an ice chest, and it's got to be wrapped and frozen. In fact, we've had people that come in, and they find out what's going on, and they walk into the store, and they'll make a purchase and come out and donate it. So it's not just wild game. They will accept any type of food stuff, whether it's frozen or if it's, you know, canned goods, a packaged, whatever. And it's going to be 2 days. It's August 23rd and 24th. Hunters for the Hungry. You can simply Google that, too, and that'll take you there. And if you're going to be doing that, the Slidell drop-off, I'll be at the Rouses on Gause Boulevard in Slidell from 1 to 4 on Sunday, August 24th. Love for you to come out and say hello. All right, I mentioned earlier the column that Joe Macaluso published that's in the LouisianaSportsman.com magazine. And he kind of did some real research into that study, that pogey boat study that was done. And here's what one of the quotes from it. He said, immediately after the study, some folks went to their calculators and figured out from all the charts and graphs in the presentation that the breakdown meant the bycatch totals included 240,000 speckled trout, 80.592 million croakers, 24.75 million white trout, 11.7 million spot, which is kind of a bait fish, and 5.7 million white shrimp. Those were all retained as bycatch in the catch, in addition to the menhaden. The total number of redfish goes up past the 22,000 mark when you consider that 8,354 reds were added to the retained catch. In addition, there's Spanish mackerel, gaff top catfish, and hardhead catfish, hognose rays, flounder, and sharks, all listed as bycatch. So a lot of fish being taken, and it is understandable why some states have banned it in their waters. But in Louisiana, it continues with some regulations, and the controversy goes on as to whether this industry is contributing enough to outweigh the negative effects of the takes the take from the recreational industry. All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a fishing report. We'll check in with some fishing reporters. Daryl Carpenter is going to be with us. We also have a report coming from one of our paddlers, Eric Mahabarak. Get your kayak report. And Ryan Lambert and I will discuss what went on at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting in Baton Rouge this Thursday, where we testified before the commission. And I got to tell you, I think we came away with a loss. But not a total loss. We'll tell you about that. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Outdoor Show. Text, we accept them at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Those of you who have been longtime listeners, or maybe not so longtime listeners to this program, may recall at this time on Saturday mornings for a number of years, a decade and more, we would hear from Captain Teofile Bourgeois with his Lafitte report and a lot of his antics. What a personality he was, besides being a very good fisherman and also a cook. Well, unfortunately, he crashed his seaplane when he was fishing out at Chandelier and lost his life in doing it. But he managed to help save the lives of his two passengers. And in honor of the sixth anniversary of his passing, next week I'm gonna share with you the official report of what went on that day of the crash, as it was told by the two surviving passengers. So be sure to be tuned in for that. We'll do that next week on the anniversary of a good friend and a wonderful fisherman and an excellent businessman all around. He left us way too young, Captain Teofile Bourgeois Charters. His son, by the way, is carrying on the business over there in Lafitte. All right, as I mentioned, Granivole. You know what that is? Well, it's actually the American lotus, and it grows all over South Louisiana, pretty much in the freshwater marshes. And it's been a Cajun delicacy for years and years, and we did a feature on it on Bayou Wild TV, and that's what's airing this week. And as I mentioned earlier, those of you who watch us on My 16 WBXH in Baton Rouge, it will be airing this Sunday only, tomorrow, earlier than its usual time. It normally airs at 12:30. It will be on at 11:30. We were with the Crappie Psychic when we went out there and gathered up some Granivole and took it back and showed how to prepare it. Great little product that a lot of people overlook when you go out there in the marshes. All right, also got this in this week from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They have announced the final rule. They have implemented the official name change. The Gulf of Mexico will now be known as the Gulf of America. And I'm sure a lot of people are still going to be calling it the Gulf of Mexico for many, many years out of habit. But it is officially recognized. I'm sure they're going to change the maps And as they make references to it, it will be the Gulf of America. And I got this from the Gulf of America Fishery Bulletin from NOAA. All right, got some text messages in. This is from Big E. Have you ever fished Grenada Lake near Jackson, Mississippi? Beautiful. Sockelet, similar to Toledo Bend. You know, so many places, so little time. I've always wanted to fish for those white perch up there, Big E, but just never got the opportunity. But I understand there's some really huge ones up in that area. A lot of tournaments are held there. And the white perch, crappie, sockelet, whatever you want to call them, are very prolific. Have you been up there, Big E? If you have, let me know how you caught them and what you caught. All right, here's a comment from our backstrap buddy about should the charter captains be required to inspect licenses from their passengers. He says nobody should be allowed to leave the dock without being properly licensed. Make the angler get the license or leave them on the dock. There's really no excuse because you can do it online now. If you got your phone with you or an iPad or access to a computer, just go online. You can purchase your fishing license in a matter of minutes. And no excuse for not having it. But I don't know whether you should put the onus on the charter captain. I mean, it's the responsibility of each person that they are properly licensed. But it does prevent it from happening, and it takes a little bit of heat off the enforcement agents if it's, enforced by the charter captains. All right, we got a good morning from an Ohio listener. It's hot and humid up there. Says, I worked a case against the federal government commission. All I can say is keep trying. We won after 5 years of fighting. Keep your voices up. All right, also got this in Vibrio. It's getting worse. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's that bacteria that is prevalent in the brackish and saltwater marshes. Can be deadly. And people who have open wounds, you get a fish fin that or shrimp horns that puncture the skin or from hooks, that will allow entry. And you need to be cautious when you're fishing or swimming in brackish or those coastal waters. It's known as Vibrio vulnificus, and some of those infections can lead to a severe bacterial infection that actually kills the flesh around the open wound, and that's why they call it a flesh-eating bacteria. And if you've ever seen any photos of someone who has become a victim of that, it's not pretty. And in a lot of cases, it can be fatal. Also, people with weakened immune system, be extremely careful when you're eating or handling raw seafood. It can be transmitted through eating like raw oysters that may be contaminated. Normally, if you've got a healthy immune system, your body will fight it off. But in some cases, it can be very serious. So just be aware. The cases don't seem to be subsiding. Last I heard, there were some 32 people across the Gulf Coast, and there's even more now. So be careful. It seems like this year is a little worse than previous years. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head to Grand Isle. We'll talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, and he might have some tips and advice on how to help you catch some fish if you're headed down that way. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, with us is Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, operates out of Grand Isle. And, Darrell, you've been a charter captain for a lot of years. I'm getting a lot of comments in from people about whose responsibility should it be to check licenses. How do you handle licenses with your customers? Is it strictly their responsibility? Do you ask them if they have it? And if they don't have one, tell them they got to get it or they can stay on the dock. How do you handle it?
It's 100% the customer responsibility, Don, as far as I'm concerned, because, I gave up being the police about 30 years ago. but the other thing is, it used to be, and look, Brian McClinton at Wildlife and Fisheries does a wonderful job, but this last administration, in my opinion, screwed up big time when they went to this 100% automated system, because I can't tell you how many days at my picnic table I'm sitting there and I finally tell them, look, man, just take a screenshot showing that we tried and let's go fishing, because there's some days you can't get through on that system. It's got, you run into a glitch and there's nobody there to help you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, if you need to do that. Sometimes it goes through real smooth and easy, and other times it can be a little bit of a problem. But, yeah, it's definitely a responsibility of each person to do it. Now, like I mentioned, in Alaska, when you get on a boat, they ask you for your license. If you don't have it, you don't go. You don't fish, because they are held liable in that state.
Well, and, that's a regulation issue that's up to the legislature. But, But I mean, my opinion is, if we're going to be responsible for it, then you got to put us in charge of it. You know, I mean, don't put me responsible for something I've got no control over.
Yeah. Well, Darryl, let's talk a little bit about the fishing down there. It's August and it's hot. The water temperatures are hot. What are you guys doing to handle it?
Well, Don, early in the week it was great, man. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, the decreased boat traffic and everything else, it was easy limits. We are starting to see an early transition. We're starting to see some of our bigger fish starting to come inside. And, you know, like I said, after Tuesday, it kind of went to hell in a handbasket with this growing moon. And look, we had one of the worst freezes that since the 80s. We've had a high Mississippi River, historically high Mississippi River, all the way into May. And I think it's affected our fishing to some point because we just can't get any kind of a pattern going. You show up one day and, you know, it's just smiles and giggles and you're done by mid-morning. You show up the next day and there's not a fish there with no change whatsoever in the environmental conditions. Got plenty of bait, plenty of shrimp. We just counted out a whole lot of shrimp out of the tanks early this morning. So it's not a bait problem. I just think that we have a little bit of a decline in our population to where these fish are concentrated in schools and they're moving around. Take the beach. The beach, for instance, early in the week was a lot of good speckled trout. Later in the week, as of yesterday, the beach was covered in redfish, mostly keeper-sized redfish, too. Speckled trout were hard to come by, but the redfish were thick. Same thing with, you know, I've been mostly on those interior reefs. Like I said, early in the week, great. I got customers on my boat that fished on their own yesterday, and trust me, they struggled a little worse than I did yesterday. So anything we get today is going to be golden.
And what have you been fishing? You've been fishing artificial or live shrimp?
Oh, a little bit of both, Don. That and the fish are starting to turn to the minnows also. There's a little fish that we catch sometimes in the shrimp trawls. It's called a silver jenny, I believe, or little jenny. The other Tuesday when we were throwing, we could have thrown topwater all day long. They were chasing shrimp and those little jennies all over the top. So we're throwing a combination of both live shrimp and our plastic. And when you catch them in a flurry like that, go to the plastic. You don't have to change baits every time, and they're gonna twitch anything that they're gonna hit anything that twitches or moves in front of them.
Well, if you can, maybe take a picture of one of those fish and send it to me. I'm not familiar with it by that name. A jenny is what you're calling it?
Yeah, I think a little jenny or a silver jenny, because I actually texted it to a biologist and said, hey, what is this? This is what the speckled trout are eating, and he's the one that gave me the name.
How do they keep? Are they easy to keep alive, or they die quick on you?
No, sir, they're about like a pogie. They come in and spy catching the shrimp trawls, and they're about like a pogie. If you dump them in a picking box, you can almost guarantee they're going to die on you.
Yeah. And not tough like the cockahoes. There ain't nothing tougher than a cockahoe. I don't even think they need water sometimes.
Yeah, that's that four-fish minnow.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else people need to know if they headed down your way?
Nah, Don, I mean, we got a little more wind yesterday than what we were supposed to have. It looks like we're going to have a little bit more wind this morning than what we're supposed to have. Looks like we're going to stay cool because we're already getting drizzled on. But other than that, I mean, just watch out for triple tail. Bring plenty of tackle because the sharks and the dolphins are completely out of control.
Yeah, and that's been that way for a while. Well, Darryl, if somebody wants to get you, they can call you, give them the telephone number, or they can check you out at realscreamers.com. What's that telephone number?
Yes, sir. Or they can just simply pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And trust me, we've got plenty of room on the calendar going forward.
Sounds good. Thank you, Darryl. We'll catch you with you next week.
You have a wonderful day, Don.
All righty. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, we come back. We got more reports. Captain Mike Gallo will join us, Eric Mohabarak, and Captain Ryan Lambert. And if you'd like to shoot us a text, we'll share some of these texts that are coming in at 504-260-1870. And the rest of the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And welcome into hour number two. Let's start right off with some text messages coming in at 504-260-1870. The River Rat's checking in. He says, I was told that no fishing license was needed when you are with a charter captain. This guy operates out of Venice. Thanks for setting me straight. Yes, you definitely need a fishing license, but what he may have been referring to, if you were going offshore, if you're fishing with a charter captain offshore, you do not need the ROLP, which is the Recreational Offshore Landing Permit, which is issued free of charge. I don't see why anybody wouldn't get one. But you do not need that, but you do need your basic and your saltwater license if you're fishing. Or you can get the charter guide license, which is like $20 for a three-day period. Of course, being a resident, you're probably better off just getting your regular fishing license. We got this one says, no, it's a personal responsibility to have a license. We have too many rules and regulations now. That's from New Iberia. And this one says, I'm not a charter captain, just a boat owner. Always ask those on the boat if they have a license. Worth the time to check. Got to agree with that. The Lafayette Yakker's checking in. He says, can you give more info on the virus in Louisiana? I think there were 17 in the state. What areas? Of course, this has been a concern to us kayakers. Is it getting worse this year? Seems like it is more prevalent this year. It's above average in the number of cases reported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As far as the Gulf Coast, the information I had, there were 32 people total, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. Probably the worst was here in Louisiana. 17 cases, you're correct, 4 deaths. The exposure to the seawater was the cause for 75% of the cases. The other 25 was from seafood ingestion or handling. All right, so that's it. Vibrio vulnificus. Be on the lookout. Be aware if you've got any cuts and you know, take precautions to clean those up. And I would certainly wear gloves if you have any snags or punctures from shrimp horns or fish fins. All right, the old snake doctor is checking in. I haven't heard from the old snake doctor in a while, but I'm sure he's been listening. They're going to be tying flies at 10:30 when they open at No Wake Outfitters, and they're getting ready for the Rio Grande Cichlid Tournament in October. Now, those Rio Grande cichlids, that's an invasive brim that actually they're pretty good. They fight hard, but there's some concern that they're competing with our bluegills and our rather perch and brim that are in the state. And they encourage you to take them out. Good eating fish, too. Anyway, they got a fly tying going on with the old snake doctor. Might want to stop by there later on this morning at No Wake Outfitters. We'll tell you their location in just a little bit. And here's one from Dennis Hubble. It's David Hubble. He is our resident Alabama gourmet. He says, I still haven't tried the granivole yet. They sound interesting, but my triophobia is holding me back. I guess I'll need to have someone else harvest them so I don't have to see the empty pods. Well, if I happen to come across any granivole in my travels, David, I will collect them and deliver them to you and see what you can do with them. Thank you. With your creativity in the kitchen, I'm sure you could find some very good ways to prepare them. All right, we come back after this. We'll check in with Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, find out where he's been fishing, what he's been catching, and what the prospects are for this weekend and on into next week. He's with us next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You know, I got to looking at the non-member rate card and towing procedures. And daytime towing, $375 per hour. It's a two-hour minimum. Nighttime, it's $425 an hour. Ungrounding is a vessel fee of $150 per foot. Inclement weather surcharge, $350 per hour. Large vessel, $350 per hour. And $20 for a container fee for fuel. Easily, if you need a service to come rescue you on a breakdown, it could easily run into the thousands of dollars. But for $249, that's a whole year worth of as many trips as you need to get you back to safety or bring you what you need to get your boat running. Check them out at CETO. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or simply go to CETO.com and get signed up, and it's a peace of mind for you and your loved ones who may be at home wondering how safe you are in case you're late getting back in. CETO's there. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, we're talking about checking licenses on charter boats. How do you handle that? Do you just ask everyone, do you have your licenses? And if they don't, you direct them on how to get it? Or do you just leave it up to them and don't even mention it?
Well, I generally call my clientele the night before we leave, sort of do a final check on the weather, and at that time, I'll have the opportunity to ask them if they have their out-of-state license. And if they don't, I can, you know, tell them how to go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website and what license they need and how to purchase it. I tell them that I would grab a screenshot once you, you know, hit pay, but that the Wildlife and Fisheries will send you a confirmation number, and that number will be your license while you're on the water, so you need to have it with you. So I guess I check the evening before. I don't check that morning to see if they have them. I've informed them that they need them, and if they don't get them, I guess they're willing to break the law.
Yeah, well, it's a personal responsibility, and it should be up to the person to make sure they're properly licensed. Well, Mike, this is August and kind of getting into that transitional time. Where you been fishing and what you been doing?
It's been a mixed bag recently. Been throwing both live shrimp and artificial and just catching a mix. You know, I've been concentrating on deep water where we have current movement. And shucks, this week we've caught pretty much everything. We've caught redfish, we've caught black drum, freshwater catfish, bass, we've caught speckled trout, we've caught white trout. I guess the only thing we didn't catch was a triple tail. We saw two of them. We could tell that they were undersized. We were running from rain, so I didn't even bother stopping to mess around with those small triple tail. But that's been our go-to. Today we got some rain in the area, so we're kind of in a holding pattern. Hopefully that'll pass by relatively soon, and we'll get a chance to get out and see what we can find.
Mike, you mentioned black drum, and I think that's another one of those underutilized species. I think more and more people are recognizing how good sheep's head are and the white trout. But you don't hear people targeting, I'm going to catch some puppy drum or black drum. And, I mean, it just, to me, as good as a redfish, and the size, it remained the same. You can, it's five, and it's a little bit smaller slot size than you have on the redfish. Do you have a target drum, or are they just strictly an added bycatch when you guys catch one?
Most of the time when we're out in the marsh, they're just an added bycatch. There have been years where they were really thick in Lake Pontchartrain, and we caught them by the bridges, and it becomes predictable after a couple of weeks that they're there and you can target them. They're an excellent fish to eat. A variety of ways to cook them, could fry them, could put them on the grill, sauteed. Very good fish to eat. Please don't throw back black drum if you catch one and he's legal, because they're really good to eat.
You mentioned you caught some freshwater catfish and bass. Man, you must be fishing some brackish or light brackish water with a good mix of some fresh in it.
Well, Tuesday morning we were heading out to go to the Biloxi Marsh. We were going to throw popping corks and plastics and live shrimp by the various islands on the outer edge of the marsh. But there was rain in that area, so we ducked into the Pearl River. And we fished some deep ledges in the Pearl River. Fished for about 45 minutes. We caught a redfish, a freshwater cat, and a bass that we kept. We caught some small trout and some hardheads. You know, the stingrays were there. But we only stayed in the Pearl for about 45 minutes. And that rain started moving east, and we made our way into the Biloxi Marsh, where we fished some birds and caught quite a few white trout with a few speckled trout mixed in. It did seem Tuesday that the white trout were under the birds and the speckled trout were around current lines as the current rolled around points. If you know where there's points and shells on the bottom, those were the areas that had more speckled trout.
Mike, I see on the radar those storms that you're looking at, so you're kind of in that holding pattern. What is the plan when that finally breaks? Where are you headed today, and what you're going to try to catch?
Well, we'll head back out to the marsh where we just have such a variety and so many different islands to pursue. That's been what's been working best for us. And if that didn't produce the way we wanted to, then we could obviously fall back on trying to catch redfish up in the marsh, with shrimp under a cork.
Gotcha. Mike, how are your bookings when school gets back in? Do they go up? Do they go down? Do they pretty much stay the same?
Usually you see a little bit of an uptick in bookings. I had a supervisor back when I worked in retail many years ago that told me August was one of the better months due to people saving for the kids to go to school. And as soon as the kids went to school, if there were any money left over, they would treat themselves. And I think that's the same all across the country. And some people want to go fishing, and some people may want to take a short vacation or, you know, purchase something for themselves since they sacrifice during the year to put that money aside for the child.
Well, if somebody wants to do that, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. On social media, we're at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Captain Mike, hope that weather breaks sooner than later for you and you get out there and get them. So thanks for your report as always, and we'll check in with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, up the bayou, our Born on the Bayou guy, Captain Mike Gallo. Coming up next, if you like to get up close and personal to your fish, you paddle after them or you pedal after them, we got a kayak report. Eric Mohabarak is our guy this morning. He's next with us here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And before we get to our paddler's report, I just want to mention a couple of things. I was asked about where those cases are. They're really not divulging locations. I just know from secondhand that one of the cases reported of Vibrio was in Cocodrí. It was a serious one where a person was hospitalized for it. But other than that, it's just along the coast. And by the way, Captain Mike Gallo just texted me, and he said he forgot to mention that he keeps some alcohol swabs on his boat in case anyone gets a nick or a small puncture wound. It's easy to keep it in your first aid kit. Yeah, he sent me a picture. It's just alcohol swabs, which you can put on there and immediately kill the bacteria should you get it on your hands. A good precaution. All right, well, our paddler's report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. By the way, they got a fly tying demonstration. The old snake doctor's going to be out there at 10:30 when they open. It's at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. No Wake Outfitters, and it's not just for fly fishermen or just kayakers. They've got all the outdoor gear with the latest fishing tackle that's hot for the local area. Got some nice-looking apparel. If you're into market for that, you need to get a gift. And they also actually have some classes, so you might check with Justin, see when the fly tying and fishing classes are officially scheduled. That's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Joining us now is Captain Eric Mohabarak, one of our field reporters. And, Eric, I guess the chat among the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is the Ride the Bull coming up in a couple of weeks. And according to reports I'm getting, they got some big bulls out there waiting to play.
They're down for sure, man. That Ride the Bull is on the 22nd and 23rd of August. It's a great time. It's not just about the fishing tournament, as you well know. They do an excellent job on hosting it with shrimp boil and food and music and prizes and stuff like that. It's a good camaraderie. It's good, you can't go wrong with it. It's always been a good time for I forget what year we're on now, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I know the years that I go, it's like people get to see people they haven't seen in a long time. It's like a social gathering as well as a tournament, and it's a real fun one to get pulled around in a kayak.
Yep. And right now, Don, I don't know if you've been catching any of those videos that have been out on that on that Facebook and Instagram stuff, but have you seen the bridges at nighttime? The Caminata Pass, the fishing pier, Lord, the bull reds are in there, thicket, and you can shake a stick at, man. If you got a kid or something right now, and you don't have a boat, just go to the pier and fish at night. They're eating anything that hits the water. It's unbelievable. It reminds me of seeing them along the beaches like that where they're schooled up on top of the water.
Yeah, people need to remember, though, catch and release, nothing over 27 can be kept anymore.
Yeah, that is true, you know, but it makes great for a picture. And, you know, as a young child, they'll remember that the rest of their life, catching a big bull red. That'll be the first one, and they'll remember that one forever.
Eric, you got reports of jubilees on the Mississippi coast where the oxygen depletion causes the fish to swim up on the beaches?
Yes, sir. Somewhere in Biloxi right there. And another one was, where was it? Pascagoula or something? I can't remember offhand the other one. But I know Alabama also had one around the Mobile area, from my understanding. Yeah, it's pretty interesting on how that happens. And I also wonder if that ever happens here in Louisiana. I haven't heard of it, you know.
We've had them in Grand Isle, but they're not as common as what happens. Alabama, they happen almost on a yearly basis.
Yeah, no, that's from the oxygen depletion coming out of the water. I wonder if it's an algae that causes that or not. I'm not familiar with it, but I'd sure like to be there when they're all swimming up to the beach.
Yeah, well, people need to remember, though, the possession and bag limits are still the same, you know, because people figure, well, these fish are dying anyway, you know, make good use of them, but you got to abide by the limits.
Right, same thing like the freezers. You got to have the same limit, that's for sure.
You going to go catch some crabs down on the island?
Yeah, I try to make an annual trip every year with my son, Brody, King Brody, and get him out there. He's old now, you know, he's 17, senior high school, so things are changing. Yeah, it's been a while there.
Man,
the crabs are phenomenal down there right now. You know, along the beaches, I read a little thing the other day, a guy caught 178 with just a net running along the beach and scooping them up.
Wow.
So it's definitely time, you know. Take as much as you need. Don't take more than you need. You know, like I'll go and I'll fill an ice chest, and that's enough. I don't need more than that. You know, no sense in abusing. And remember, don't keep the sponges, the female crabs. Those are illegal. You got to let them go. But pretty much just have at it. You know, bring some string and chicken or I bring nets, you know, and bring a scoop net, too, especially if you got the young ones. The young ones keep themselves occupied with the scoop nets, chasing minnows and stuff.
Do you crab from the kayak, or you just go in the surf?
Don, we have done it from the kayak, but, you know, it's they got so many crabs down there right now this time of year. We just go off to the surf with the nets, and I throw the nets out, and then we just go walk out there and pick up the cork and catch what we catch, you know? I mean, we go at it hardcore, but not really crazy. It's more of a relaxed day, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that sponge on the bottom of the female crab. People don't realize that it's illegal to keep that. Now, there's a heavy fine. I want to say it's maybe $500.
Really? I didn't know that. I knew it was illegal to keep.
Yeah, because, that is the loss of a whole lot of crabs, because when that sponge erupts, that's when all the hundreds and hundreds of baby crabs are born, and, you know, that's why it's illegal to keep them. And they call it the sponge stage, and people need to be aware of that. A lot of people have no idea what that is.
Right, that's a big orange ball under a crab. If you see that, throw the crab back, people.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, if somebody wants to book a trip and do some kayak fishing in your kayaks and get a chance to experience what that's all about before they invest in one, tell them how to get you.
Well, that's easy. Your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Instagram or Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just give me a call or text, 504-313-8292.
Sounds good, Eric. Enjoy your crabbing trip.
Oh, yeah, Don. All right, you have a great one, man.
All right, talk to you next time. That's Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, we'll be back and get to some of your text messages coming in. And we got a bad boy story with a controversial sentencing. A lot of people feel like the judge was too lenient on the perpetrator. That story's up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, back to the text board. We got the Irish Coonass checking in. He says, you're talking about things you can be exposed to in the water. A doctor told him he was tested positive for TB, but he didn't have it, but had exposed to it from the Bayou River and the Gulf waters. Just saying. And let's see, we've got someone interested in getting the Reed Allaman song link. I'll work on that. I think we got that coming for you with the help of my producer, Coleman. All right, had this one, the backstrap says, we had three Jubilees last week in Fairhope, Alabama. Mobile Bay, the Jubilees have been more than normal. Fairhope, the Dolphin Island, almost weekly. We think it's due to the mud dumping from the Corps of Engineers deepening the ship channel in the bay. It could be. Of course, it could be just the oxygen depletion that normally occurs. The colonel from Hammond says he keeps a bottle of hydrogen peroxide on board, great for cuts and scrapes, and you can revive your live well if your fish get oxygen depleted. Here's one that says, let's see, Jubilee West Beach, Jubilees are common on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay. The O2 in the water comes, here we go, I'm trying to... These texts come in, and they're all over the place. So the critters aren't dying. They're just oxygen deprived. And when the wind picks up after daylight and the O2 and the water comes up, they swim back to deeper water. Well, sometimes the period takes so long that they actually die because, I mean, it's just not long. They can go without oxygen. But you're correct. If it does change and they can get back to deeper water with oxygen, they can survive. But a lot of times the fish are actually dying. Here's one says, it's the Silver Hill guy. Been a while since I texted you. Alabama passed a law that you don't need a license for the Jubilee as long as the other rules are followed. And by the way, I got the bacteria in 1998 in my hand. Took 7 months to be cured. One man died. Another lost both arms and legs during that same time. Yeah, Vibrio is nothing to play with. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause for our station identification. On the backside, going to tell you about a controversial sentencing of this week's bad boy of the outdoors. Right after we let our local stations identify. Well, shortly after midnight on July 28th of last year, Jason Chasson Jr. was the operator of a 25-foot Sea Fox boat when he collided with a 25-foot pontoon boat on the Tickfaw River. Result was the deaths of a passenger on the Sea Fox, that was 31-year-old Thai Gustin of Springfield, and 36-year-old Chase Sharkey of Greensburg, who was the driver of the pontoon boat, as well as seriously injuring five other passengers who were treated at North Oaks Hospital in Hammond. The agents arrested Chason on August 22nd of last year, charged with two counts of vehicular homicide, five counts of first-degree vehicular negligent injury, second offense operating or driving a vessel while impaired, and careless operation of a vessel. Pleading no contest to the charges on July 7th and sentenced last Friday to a 2-year jail sentence to be served in the Livingston Parish Jail plus a $2,000 fine is 35-year-old Jason Chasson Jr., of Holden, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. A lot of people upset. 2-year jail sentence, $2,000 fine for two cases of negligent homicide and vehicular homicide, DWI. That was put out by, the judge's name was Charlotte Foster. She originally had sentenced him to a total of 10 years, but suspended 8 of those years for some mitigating circumstances, which we don't know about, but a lot of people are upset and think this is a case that should have certainly got a more serious sentence. And another proof that alcohol and water do not mix. And I got to tell you, they had some problems with the float fest that has been growing on Lake Pontchartrain, and three boaters were arrested for DWI, and that what has become a concert on the water. We'll talk more about that next week. Time for a timeout, and we come back. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He and I met up at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting, pleading the case for a north-south waterfowl zone. Didn't buy what we had saying. It's going to be 5 more years of the old east and west. We'll talk to Ryan about that and get a Plaquemines Parish Fishing Report next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris, joins us now. And buddy, I think we made a good case before the commission, but, you know, looking back on it and the responsibility of the waterfowl biologist and then the commissioners, I mean, they went with what the majority of the respondents to the survey said, even though I thought we made a very good case. But I guess looking back at it, if you had to make a decision in order to feel like you're doing the right thing, you go with what the majority stated. It was unfortunate that enough people didn't receive that survey or didn't know how to get it or even were unaware that they could request it and never got their message heard.
Well, it's a valuable lesson learned for us. I still don't think it was the right thing. It was the most popular thing. And they have a tough job. You know, they do that for us. Then they're going to hear about it from other people, you know.
Right.
So they have a tough job, so they go with the majority. So that's a valuable lesson to us, although it's going to take 5 years. And I hate that it's a five-year deal, because now we know the squeaky gear gets the grease. So it's incumbent upon us next time to just inundate it and get our numbers up. Everybody's going to have to get involved. Take us the survey and you know, although it didn't say nothing about negative tides, it had enough in there that they could figure out what it was. So if it's our fault if we don't get it done next time. It's the first time I ever had to go to court for anything. I learned how that works. So it's a five-year lesson, though. That's the problem. So next time, guys, we got to get on it. Everybody send it in, and if you don't have it, get it. Send the survey in, and we'll just inundate it and win the war, because it's a population deal. You know, it's whatever the popular thing is, that's what they go with, because it's expedient for them. But again, they have such a tough job. They got so much stuff thrown at them.
Yeah, well, now they're going to work on the dates, and hopefully the dates will kind of match up with what eliminates some of those negative tides.
Yeah, Jason told me that I could call him in December, and we can go over the tides, and hopefully we'll have the split on the weeks when we have a whole 8 to 10 days of negative tides, and just close the season then. So at least we can have a win that way. And we did that 3 years ago, and boom, the population went out there and said, "Oh, we want it all the way to January." But no, I think they realized that we need this. So, you know, I made enough to think about it, but I did my best.
Yeah, he didn't sound too positive about the possibility of the Mexican whistlers, you know, the black-bellied ducks, for that experimental October season.
Model ducks and wood ducks, you know. Come on, Coonasses, get right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in order to try to protect the model duck, you know, it's that old identification thing.
Well, not only that, but the model ducks are in a steep decline, so, you know, just habitat loss, the more marsh we lose, the more model ducks we lose. So it's just a matter of getting that right. But, you know, just shoot the ducks you're supposed to shoot. You know, people know a model duck's coming in. They know a wood duck, and they're shooting them anyhow. I see it all the time. I see it every year. I see them dropping out of the sky. I say, "God, really?" And they don't bring them in. They don't dare bring them in. They just want to kill.
Yeah. So, what a waste.
One of the things.
Well, give us a fishing report.
The river's at 5.2. A lot of thunderstorms. We've been having a big northeast wind. The fishing yesterday was brutal. I mean, brutal for everybody I talked to, just about. Especially the red fishermen, they just had a tough time yesterday. All the guys in Venice, the guys on east side, the guys on west side. So with that big moon coming too and these north winds in the summertime, it's tough fishing. In fact, I canceled the trip today because it was supposed to be really windy today. In fact, it's just starting to pick up now. So I don't want to bring people here with a big, big bright moon, and the fish are going to bite after, you know, 11 to 12, 1 o'clock. And it's just, you know, I'm not taking your money if I can't get you a bunch of fish.
Well, that's the way the business should be operated. Unfortunately, you got people who, you know, knowing what the conditions are, they insist on going anyway. But you know, that's all,
you know,
part of that.
Some people want to go anyway. They say, "Well, we'll take our chances." You know, and that's fine. But you know, all the guys do their best. But you know, if it's stacked against you, the northeast wind is brutal in the summertime, especially on the east side. But yesterday on the west side, I see some really good guys come in with one and two fish. I mean, that's. You know, that hurts your pride if you're a guide. You know, that's tough.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. The river's coming down. It's 5.2 now, and next week it'll be in the threes. So it's really going to fall out now. So it's, you know, and now the full moon, the redfish will go to spawn this full moon, and then they'll disperse and come around because they have not been around. There's no giant schools of pogies. There's no giant schools of mud. It's a very, very strange year.
Hmm.
I haven't seen any fish kills like you're talking about Alabama and Mississippi. But you know, that's going to happen. If it ever happens to us, it'll happen on the slack tide when the tide goes deep and, you know, you get the flip over because then the water's not moving enough to get that oxygen in it. You know, right, as long as we got that river pushing water everywhere, it usually keeps the oxygen moving and doesn't get stagnant. But when you get that neap tide, there's a chance of that always. I've only seen it once where the shrimp and the mullet were coming up on, I mean, the flounders were skirting on top, but I haven't seen a kill. They just came up and went away, you know.
Any word on saltwater wedge? You and I have had some really good trips in the river when that occurs. Is it on the way?
It's once it gets to three, then it'll be on the way, and the redfish will start pouring in the river this week, along with other species, but the trout will not come this far up until 1st of November. I don't know how they got a calendar or what, but they know.
Yeah.
And so the redfish will start getting there. I'll start crankbaiting, and I really like crankbaiting the rocks. And, you know, when they hit a crankbait, it's just brutal, a brutal hit. It's take your arms out. And you can sight fish them, too. The river's going to get real clear, and you'll be able to sight fish them with a crankbait. I really enjoy that. So I'll be doing that here shortly.
Very good. Well, 9-day teal season. People better get a book because you're not going to have that long, you know, 16 days like we've had before.
And not only that, but, you know, being this late, that we'll have more teal because, you know, when you start early, if you don't get a cold front, you only get that first charge, and then it gets stale for a couple of days until you get another front. Starting at the end like that, we ought to have teal from the get-go. Really, I mean, a lot of teal on the 20th. Oh, my word, that's going to be one heck of a day. And then if we get a couple of cold fronts, that end is always really good. So we ought to have a great teal season, albeit 9 days. I think we'll still harvest.
I tell you what, on our little red fishing trip we did recently, man, they've got some good food down there for them right now. That marsh is looking good on that east side.
It is, and there's also some teal already showed up. We saw one little flock already. Kind of early, but they were there. So
yeah,
it's fun to watch them skirt around.
So trying to beat the rush. All right, somebody wants to get a hold of you. How you call the plastic man?
Oh, just 504-559-5111, or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. It's looking up good for the fall. It's slow right now for everybody, but I think the fall is going to be great.
All right. Hope so. All right. We'll catch up with you next time. Thanks for the report, and thanks for what you do for the sportsmen and giving it the best shot there at the commission meeting. Appreciate it.
Welcome, buddy. Thanks.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, coming back after this. Well, it's time to wrap up. We're just about out of time. Got a couple of texts we'll go over and maybe recap some of the show. Stick around. We'll be back and then out right after this. All right, let's see. Let's get some of our text messages. And this one says, individual fishing licenses should be the responsibility of each fisherman and not the captain. At some point, accountability has to become a way of life in this country and not the responsibility of a captain trying to provide a service to other fishermen. Well stated. Donnie Sampson checking in with us. He's going to Grand Isle to Elmer's Island. Wonderful place to fish the beach and hope to catch a few crabs. We got a question. Where did the last captain say you can bring kids to a pier now to catch the big bull reds? That was Eric Mohabarak. That is the bridge in Grand Isle. The old bridge has been shut down and converted into a fishing pier. And you just park down there at Grand Isle, walk down the pier, and he says at nighttime it's been best, and because that can be a hot place in the summertime on an open bridge like that, especially if you got a real bright sunny day. So I would suggest going late in the evening or at night when it kind of cools down. All right, here's one says, no disrespect, but trying to tell a lifelong resident of the Eastern Shore about Jubilees is like me trying to tell a coon ass how to follow a nutria rat. Peace, brother. I'm not trying to tell you more about it than what you probably know, but not all of the fish survive, or crabs or whatever, in a Jubilee. A lot of times it's they die. Particularly when it happens in Grand Isle, the mortality rate's pretty high. Maybe a lot lower over there on the Eastern Shore, and I'm sure a lot of the fish survive. So either here nor there. Sometimes they'll make it, sometimes they won't. Here's a comment about the sentence on the killing of two people in the boating accident. Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it was too light of a sentence. 10 years probably would have been more appropriate. We're talking about two people lost their lives because somebody was careless enough to be drunk and operating a boat on a river and injured five other people and caused damage too. So Well, it was up to the judge, and there may have been some mitigating circumstances in the sentencing that we don't know about. All right, I want to remind you, next week, tune in honor of the passing of a good friend and a part of this radio station for many years, Captain Tofield Bourgeois, who unfortunately lost his life too early in a plane crash doing what he loved to do. I'm going to share with you the details of what happened from the actual testimony and the summary and the statements from the two survivors of that plane crash. And thanks to Tofield, they're still around. We'll be talking about that next week. So be sure and tune us in. Thanks to our buddy Coleman back at the studio for pressing all the buttons and helping us get through. Thanks to you for listening for the many years. We're in our 36th year of doing this show. Don't forget to make a note of that text number, 504-260-1870. We'd love to hear from you each and every Saturday morning. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you back here with another episode of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.